Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a regular listener. This is a special edition of the show, dedicated to one of the most successful pop stars of the last 40 years. Yes, we'll be testing your knowledge of Kylie Minogue across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on the challenge by yourself, or you can find some more Kylie fans to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be the life and times of Kylie Minogue, collaborators, and chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we're going to go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about the life and times of Kylie Minogue. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get to it. Question 1. Kylie Minogue rose to fame on the Australian soap opera Neighbours. What was the name of the character she portrayed? Question 2. Kylie landed an international hit with her debut single, a cover of what 1960s hit? Question 3. The music video for which 1994 Kylie hit encouraged viewers to touch the screen and to call now? Question 4. Kylie's successful 2011 tour, Aphrodite, Les Folies, uniquely featured pools, and what other aquatic feature on stage? Question 5. In what year did Kylie stage Infinite Disco, a uniquely online-only concert event? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is collaborators. We have 5 questions for you, all about other music stars that Kylie Minogue has collaborated with throughout her career. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. Kylie contributed to the second version of charity single Do They Know It's Christmas with acts like Lisa Stansfield and Bananarama. In what year did this occur? Question 7. Which Scottish DJ and producer worked with Kylie on tracks like In My Arms and Heartbeat Rock, before going on to have his own successful hits in the following years? Question 8. Kylie featured on the hit single Higher for which British pop star known for hits like Break Your Heart and Dynamite? Question 9. Kylie's 2000 comeback hit Spinning Around was written by prolific hitmaker Cara Diaguardi and which late 80s pop star? Question 10. Producer Nathan Chapman, best known for Taylor Swift hits like Love Story and You Belong With Me, worked with Kylie on which lead single? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is chorus challenge. You're going to hear some lyrics read aloud from a chorus of a Kylie song. It's going to sound a little different to normal, so give yourself a point if you can correctly guess the song title. Also, feel free to go back and replay it again if you need to hear it twice. You can also get a point for correctly identifying which Kylie album the song is from. Here we go. Question 11.
My heart is sinking too. It's no surprise. I've been watching you lately. I want to make it with you.
Question 12.
'Cause love is love, it never ends. Can we all be as one again?
Question 13.
When you can't find the music to get down and boogie, all you can do is...
Question 14.
'Cause baby, when I heard you, for the first time, I knew. We were meant to be as one.
Question 15.
If love were liquid, it would drown me. In a placeless place would find me. In a heart shape come around me. And then melt me slowly down.
That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all of those answers. And welcome back. It's time to tell you the answers, starting with round one, the life and times of Kylie Minogue. Question one, Charlene Mitchell. She appeared on the show between 1986 and 1988. Question two, The Locomotion. The song reached the top five in the US in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the latter, of course, thanks to Kylie. Question 3. Confide in Me. The unusual change in sound worked for Kylie, hitting number 1 in Australia and number 2 in the UK. Question 4. Fountains. The ambitious staging integrated around 30 fountains into the show. Question 5. 2020. The show was devised to help promote the disco album during the pandemic. Continuing on to round two, collaborators. Here are the answers. Question six, 1989. The second attempt at the charity single hit number one in the UK, but only managed number 30 in her native Australia. Question seven, Calvin Harris worked on Kylie's 2007 album X. Question eight, Tayo Cruz had a hit with Higher, joined by Kylie Minogue. Question 9. Paula Abdul. The song was originally intended to serve as a comeback single for Paula, but that release never eventuated. Question 10. Dancing, from her country-tinged album Golden in 2018. For our final round today, you were looking to correctly identify the song from the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can have 1 point for a correct song title, and another point if you could correctly guess the album that it appeared on. Question 11 was In Your Eyes from Fever. Question 12. We had Say Something from Disco. Question 13. That was Step Back in Time from Rhythm of Love. Question 14 was Love at First Sight from Fever. And finally, question 15, that was Chocolate from Body Language. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points for this special episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this special episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.